There are new questions about whether the biggest Massachusetts healthcare deal in decades should proceed, and if so, if it needs some changes. Those questions arise from a report that shows the proposed merger of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Lahey Health could increase healthcare spending by as much as $250 million a year. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has our story.
The main reason healthcare spending would rise is clout. The new entity, to be called Beth Israel Lahey Health, would have 13 hospitals, almost a quarter of all patients, and 4,200 physicians. It would be smaller than Partners Healthcare, the state's largest hospital network, but not by much.
A health plan would be in a position that they have to contract with them.
Stuart Altman chairs the state's Health Policy Commission, which released a report yesterday analyzing the cost for consumers and employers if Beth Israel and Lahey merge.
The plans would be willing to pay these institutions more than they would have if they hadn't merged.
Health economists say hospital payments virtually always increase as the result of a merger. That may be true when a merger leads to one dominant player, as Massachusetts has with Partners. But what if a feisty, slightly smaller network gets big enough to compete for patients and erode some of Partners' market share? Here's Lahey Health CEO Dr. Howard Grant.
We believe that this can be transformative for the market. It really can change the competitive posture in the market.
But the Health Policy Commission could only find one case in Peoria, Illinois, where smaller hospitals merged and forced the market leader to drop prices. The commission's report does show that a Beth Israel Lahey Health network would pull patients from Partners, but it would hurt some smaller hospitals as well, where losing 10 to 15% of patients could cripple finances, says Altman.
You don't want to make the situation worse, particularly for vulnerable populations and vulnerable institutions.
Regarding vulnerable populations, the report says Beth Israel Lahey Health would serve a lower number of non-white patients and those on Medicaid than do its competitors, but would still have one of the most robust behavioral health programs. Health policy commissioners stressed that there are ways Beth Israel and Lahey could address their concerns by agreeing to limit price increases or by contracting with hospitals that serve a large number of poor or minority patients. Beth Israel Deaconess CEO Dr. Kevin Tabb, who would lead the new entity, says he expects to work collaboratively with the commission as well as with Attorney General Maura Healey, who has also raised concerns about costs and low-income patients.
We look forward to sitting down with everybody that has an interest in this transaction to make sure that their interests and, more importantly, that the interests of patients in this state are addressed.
The Beth Israel Lahey Health leaders have 30 days to respond to the Health Policy Commission's report. The commission will forward its final analysis to the Attorney General, who will be in talks with the hospitals and could go to court to block the deal if her concerns are not resolved. Some critics are also calling on the State Department of Public Health to review its approval of the deal in light of the commission report released yesterday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.